I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. 6 intense weeks followed between James Madison's initial proposal to amend the Constitution and a decision by the House of Representatives to take up the proposal. Many in the first Congress felt that moving to amend the founding document with so little experience in its actual operation was premature. Others believed that amending the Constitution so early would be seen as tacit admission that the document was no good to start with. And still other members of the House believed that there were other, more pressing priorities. One such member was William Lawton Smith of South Carolina.
The judicial system is uncreated. Not a single part of the revenue system can operate. No breach of your laws can be punished. Illicit trade cannot be prevented. Greater harm will arise from delaying the judicial system than can possibly arise from the delay of amendments.
Yet, brought about mostly by the sheer force of Madison's will, the House agreed on July 21, 1789, to form a select committee to debate and consider amending the Constitution. The consideration of alternate opinion helped guide the shaping of the U.S. Constitution to the benefit of generations that would follow. A second opinion regarding your commercial insurance coverage could have similar long-term benefits. Schedule a no-cost review of your coverage by a Hibbs Hallmark professional. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.